Hi, this is a dictation for patient Jennifer Corr, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, C-O-R-R. Date of birth is 9/5/1980. Date of accident is 1/6/2025. The patient is here for a new patient evaluation, and date of birth once again 9/5/1980. Date of accident 1/6/2025. Date of visit is 1/30/2025. The patient has achieved complaint of pain in the right leg, lower back, right wrist, right knee. Difficulty in climbing as well as headaches. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on January 6, 2025, at around 12:30 a.m. The patient was hit by a car. She reported that she was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side behind the driver's seat. She was not inside the car. She was outside her car. She was pinned by another car in between the car. And for an altercation that happened, it happened in city of Pontiac near Sanford Street. And when she fell, right leg was crushed, and she did not have any head injury or chest injury, pelvic injury or abdomen injury, and or hip injury, but no other trauma. The patient was picked up by the police. There was a big dent on the passenger side towards the back. There was no damage to the car. Auto insurance is covering for the limited damage that happened. There was no, as such, she was not a passenger in an automobile. There was no loss of consciousness, and it was a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to Trinity Hospital for investigation. Mr. Presenting illness, patient suffering from no headaches and no TBI symptoms, except for some loss of balance that she reported, which is very infrequent. And she reports of numbness and tingling of the right leg. Along with some pain in the right knee as a major issue, some difficulty walking. Denies any sleep disturbance, sidal anesthesia, depression, anxiety, panic, incontinence of the urine bowel, no lightheadedness or weakness are reported. Regarding the pain, again, patient has some pain in the lower back across to the tune of 5. Patient has a pain in the right knee, which is around 7.5. And these pains are continuous and described as throbbing, cramping, aching, tender. And they are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, 5 to 7, sorry. And ADLs are affected to the tune of 9. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, and improved by rest. Uh, there's no radiation of the pain from the lower back, but the whole leg is painful because it was crushed in between the car. And no, patient has had various x-rays at the community hospital. That were negative, CT scan was negative, medications were provided, and she has seen an orthopedic surgeon, and she do not have any surgical conditions to be operated for. Please review the record for the system review. The surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, current employment status, disability history, legal history, and personal history, as well as the ADLs. The physical examination reveals the following. The patient is a 44-year-old African-American female. Blood pressure was 175 over 117, pulse 71, pulse ox 100, height is 5'11", weight is 220. This is a 44-year-old female, obese, alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, painful walk, antalgic, slight pain phases, but doesn't appear to be acutely anxious, lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient has a mean attitude. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological, musculature examination, and musculoskeletal examination that are all normal. The range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. Lumbar spine examination is completely normal, forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and rotation is 35. Hi. The SI joint examination is completely normal, and then all the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain for cervical spine are negative, which include Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, all negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, all the tests are negative for Brudzinski. Straight leg raising test, contralateral, Bregard, Camp, and Devinsky are all negative. SI joint is non-tender. Distraction test, Ely compression, standing flexion test negative. And Faber test is negative. Gunston test is negative. Extremities examination, except for the right knee, all other extremities, both upper, left, lower, and also the right hip and right ankle and foot are all completely normal. No sign of fractures or laceration. Contusionless or notice. Examination of the right knee is as follows. There is a tenderness and swelling peripatellar and in the general knee with slight swelling with crepitus and grinding noise. Range of motions are limited to 100 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are tender and injured. On extreme side movement, it is painful. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus are normally normal. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman are negative, patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis. general V89.2 XFD hypertension 110, Z79.891, PNS R51, F41.1, S06.301A, M79.2, M60.9. Pain in the right hip, M25.551. Pain in the right knee, M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. And that's it. The plan of care from the template treatment plan is as follows. Patient was provided following treatment plans. Physical therapy was ordered two times per week, focusing on the right knee area from 1:30 to 2:28 with traction and massage. Disability was ordered for off-work, housework replacement, and transportation. Our labs were ordered, and maps were reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance. Medications were provided: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine with number 3 for pain relief, 30 tablets, Elavil 50 mg at night for further pain relief. Thank you. Other than that, patient is advised the following, which is non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Record release is ordered from Trinity Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Investigations, I have ordered a MRI for the right knee, DME. Patient is provided an order for the knee brace, NIH bandage. Education, yes. Follow disability, yes. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.